Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is bad.
So what happened?
Like, really bad.
Oh.
And what makes it worse is this is something we could all easily fix, but we won't. Tommy, there seems to be this belief, and the man who sits across from me is proof, that for people of a certain age, once you get to, you know, whatever age it is, no matter how little you know enough.
Well, you're not going to learn anymore.
Well, no, but you can.
No, I'm full.
No, you're not, because if you didn't learn the stuff you needed to know in the first place, well, then how do you know that you know enough?
I get through.
Oh, I didn't think about it.
He's getting through.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We don't know how to read.
Oh, like we're really low?
Legit.
I've been like that since day one.
Yeah. That's why I brought this up.
Well, apparently.
So, okay, let's not get butt hurt. I'm just sharing information with you.
Oh, Tommy's stupid.
No, it's not what I'm saying. I don't say I'm not. No, I know you're not stupid, not for reading everything else. A recent study showed that over 130 million Americans, that is half the population between ages 16 and 74, have low literacy skills.
Oh, so I'm cool.
In this study,
I'm in the bottom 170 million.
They define. No, you're in the bottom 130 million. You can't do bad, either.
Yeah.
In this study, they define low literacy skills as reading below a sixth grade level.
Yeah, I don't want to know what level I'm actually at.
So to be clear, half of the adults in America currently read below a sixth grade level.
So have we always been like that, or is this recently we're just doomed?
That information, I don't know.
Okay.
Is this surprising to you?
No.
It's not.
Well, I just figured, a lot of people just don't do good at school.
Or, I get that a lot of people, but for half of America to not be reading at higher than a sixth grade level, Kimmy, that is a little bit shocking.
I would say it's shocking, but as somebody who browses the neighborhood apps and things like that on a weekly basis for where they wine in, I can confidently say that's probably true.
Okay. Well, here's the ass kicker.
Because,
Kimmy and I sit here and we sound arrogant. Like, how the heck? Unless you're someone who has had reading issues your whole life, which you have had.
Yeah.
Right? You may not even realize your reading comprehension is that low.
Yeah, you might think this is how you read.
Yes. If you listen to this show, you are one of these people.
Oh, I don't think most people are aware enough.
But that's what I mean. Like, Kimmy, can we be sure that you and I are reading above a sixth grade level? Because ever since I've seen this, I've been questioning myself.
It's not. I don't enjoy reading. So I'm not somebody that like sits down to read a novel all that often. So to your point, I don't know if I tested right now where I'd fall.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. First of all, with half of American adults reading below a sixth grade level in this country right now, let's say the state or the federal government offered a free online test to see where your level was.
Oh.
Would people be curious enough where they stand to take that test?
Only arrogant people. Because if you know you're low, you don't want to know. I don't want to know how low I am.
So you wouldn't take the test?
No.
Kimmy, would you?
I already know I suck. I don't want to see, you're a 3-year-old.
in size and outfit because someone says they have a toddler. Mm-hmm. Looks like your outfit came from Carter's, which is a toddler outfit. Kimmy, would you take the test?
I think I'd want to know, even if it's probably going to be below where I think I am.
Would you come on to tell us, be honest?
Only if you do
probably
well.
Probably not.
Oh, if you do well, you say
yeah,
something.
Yeah, that one I do. Well.
I wonder, too, if this is something that decreases over time. Because I'm sure that there are points in your life where you're forced to read, you're forced to study and do all those things. And then if you just, I wonder if it decreases after you stop doing that regularly.
When you're out of school.
Well, yeah. I mean, look.
Because then you just got a job and you just do the skill of that job.
Okay, but, you know, you're still reading on a regular basis.
Well, I mean, you're scrolling through.
But not maybe to the extent that you were.
You're not sitting down reading the newspaper.
Understood.
Like you said, like people just hit those headlines, skim, and move on, not really reading.
All right, let me ask this question.
Go ahead.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's say, Tommy, you find out that you're one of the half of Americans that have a low literacy
score. Yeah.
The federal government decides this is such a problem, we are going to offer free classes.
Wow.
To make it better online. You can just do it in the comfort of your own home. Are you taking those classes?
No.
Why not?
Because I've tried other things and it doesn't work.
Okay, but how do you know this wouldn't?
Because it's just going to be some half-assed government thing.
Okay, let's say they team up with, like, a reputable name
Harvard.
You do trust. Okay, fine.
Harvard School of Reading. The Hallowed Halls of Harvard Reading School.
I graduated from the Harvard School of Reading. Would you take a Harvard-free class?
Man,
why?
I don't want to do homework either. I mean, there's a reason I'm like this. I don't want to read. Just give me the gist.
I think a lot of
people,
they
have gist cars.
Oh, wait, you're looking for gist?
Yeah.
What? I got a...
Give me the gist.
You're not gonna believe this.
What do you got?
I got a new business.
What's it called?
Well, no, it's in the...
Where is it?
No, it's done.
No, where is it?
The punchline was going to be, I spelled gist wrong, never mind. Kimmy, you were saying, I'm sorry.
What am I getting?
But I also think people will blame it on other things. Like, to Tommy's point, I don't feel like I... How do I say this?
You're looking for an excuse.
Yeah, like it's not that I'm not reading lazy. Because I can't read. I just don't have the attention span to read.
Most
you
of
know?
Us are just lazy.
I think the reasoning for not reading isn't going to be because I can't. It's because there are other issues with it.
No, but here's the thing. I don't think that's an inappropriate excuse. And like, I love how you're a guy who can't read who's going, pull yourself up by your reading bootstraps and just learn how to do it.
Like, I get bored reading, or I just, you know, I'd rather do other things, so I don't read.
Look, there is a generation like you where you went through school and they did not know what learning disabilities were, right? They had no idea what ADHD
you're
or whatever.
Dunce.
All of that stuff. Yeah, you were just a dumb person.
Dyslexia.
Yeah. So like, yeah, those people... Of course, if you have trouble reading and that's the reason why, there's that. You also have folks that went to different schools that for whatever reason, it just wasn't something that they focused on hard. I do think that you are the product of your environment.
Yeah.
And yes, there are people that just didn't care, but I don't think you should be ashamed if your reading level is below a sixth grade level. I mean, it's not good that this many of us have it.
But you shouldn't shame people.
I'm not. Are we shaming?
No. Like if somebody stumbles over a word.
Yeah.
Or how to pronounce something, we wouldn't point it out about it.
Never. Not on this show.
Huh.
We would never promote that style.
You mean like when you're reading?
No, when you're speaking.
You know,
because reading and speaking are tied together.
Reading is speaking?
It's the same thing,
man. Put that on a t-shirt, sell the rock shop, and then tell Tommy what it says because he can't read it.
To your point, sometimes we read things out loud. We're reading information.
He has never read anything.
I have read commercials where you have murdered me unmercifully. When I was doing those Dunkin' ads and those visions.
Oh, no, my butt. Oh, I don't like it. It makes me
uncomfortable. Oh, point out that he's a word bully.
Only a word bully?
Word bully and bitch.
I don't even know if I can read.
But I love how you're like, we shouldn't shame people, which is our MO.
Okay, yeah. No, I'm saying.
It's a shaming show.
I got no problem shaming people for almost everything else. Yeah. I'm all about shame, man. But no, I do sincerely believe that if you have problems reading, I'm not gonna look at you and be like, you're the reason why you can't read.
Okay.
Yeah, you wouldn't make fun of their education.
No. Yeah.
Where they grew up.
Yeah you're cool. You're super cool.
You
man.
Do the same thing I do, man.
Not to the extent you do.
Are you hearing this right now? Really? You don't jump in on dumb Florida boy who couldn't graduate high school and lives in his wife's house.
Never said I didn't.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm not the one sitting here like, guys, you shouldn't make fun of people.
Knock it off.
That's not what
there
I said.
There are reasons, guys.
That's not what I said. Guys are the worst.
I'm going to joke.
good. I'm choking on words you can't pronounce.
I know your mom's not here.
252
Always nails the mom joke.
Did he nail that? 252 WCMF, a new study, national study, shows that over 130 million Americans, that's half of adults between 16 and 74, do not read above a sixth grade level. And that's a serious problem. One, because, you know, like, reading is like everything.
Yeah.
You're going to get information. You got to know how to read, right?
Oh, yeah.
Two, the bigger problem, guys Tommy's age who may be struggling with stuff like this, which, again, is not your fault, won't go. If they offered something to make it better, I'm cashing out soon.
Do you think though a lot of people realize this if they have kids and they have to help their kid read something, or you're reading to your kid? Because like I know my dad always hated my parents were pretty good at reading to us when we were little kids. He hated certain books, and like Harry Potter, hated it. And I think it's just because there were certain things in there that he couldn't pronounce because it was about, like, you know, magic and crap. Huh. He didn't know how to say their names.
Oh, is that anti-Shaman Kimmy coming back over here again?
No.
My dad could be Harry Potter. I would never.
I'm just saying, girls
everywhere.
I think a lot of parents might come to that realization when they're helping their kids with their homework.
No, you nailed it. Look, you're 100% right. And Tommy, you know, you never had kids.
No.
Right? And I know I'm not the only parent when my kids hit middle school.
Yeah.
Where helping them with their homework was done.
I'm sure.
Like, it makes you feel so stupid not being able to wrap your head around the concepts they want your 11 to 13-year-old kid to learn. And here's the thing. Sixth grade is the beginning of middle school.
Yeah.
Like, that's where I had to tap out at helping with math, with science.
Yeah.
I don't have an over sixth grade education with math and science.
Well, because you're not doing it anymore, too.
Well, I was never good at it in the first place. And that was actually my fault. But, like, yeah, like, okay, maybe I can read, but like, I can't do math above a sixth grade level. Straight up legit. I can't do math above, like, there were fourth grade questions where I sat there like, oh, God, no. You know the most bizarre part of this whole discussion?
What's that?
So 89% of Americans over 25 right now.
Wow, almost half.
Kimmy, 85.
Yeah.
Damn it, now you got me doing it. 89% of Americans over 25 right now have a high school diploma.
Okay.
Yet, but we can't read.
Yes. Half of us can't
read. But you can't even read the diploma.
but
I graduated from.
Turns out it's a certificate for a free ice cream sandwich. No, but what I'm getting at is 90% of us have a high school diploma. Yeah. Half of us can't read above a sixth grade level. I don't do math well, but something there doesn't
add up. That's what I mean.
Up.
Maybe some of that stuff. If you don't do it for long enough, you lose some of those skills.
Okay. I mean, there's
or you're just, people are getting by in high school, figuring out other ways to pass tests. You know, you kind of cut corners and do things just to get by. So you're not really taking in what you should be learning.
You know, it's interesting you bring that up. Who was that football player that didn't know?
Dexter Manley.
Dexter Manley, thank you.
Who graduated from college, played for the Washington Redskins. And could not read or write.
And he finally came out and admitted this publicly after he watched Joe Theismann's leg snap in half because he realized my career is going to end. But he had said he got good grades in high school. Mm-hmm. He got good grades in college. One, because he was a football player. But two, because he was a good kid and
learning
was very
to adapt.
He was charming.
Yeah.
He was very charming.
So I forget which coach of the Montreal Canadiens, when they won the Stanley Cup, was an illiterate.
Oh, you're talking about Frenchie Lacroix?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. No,
I just made that up.
Jacques cannot read. No, but that was like a legit thing, man. The guy coached a Stanley Cup team, and he could not read or write. And he even talked about how he developed techniques to mask it that nobody noticed. Because, you know, you become a master at this stuff if you do it your whole life.
Yeah.
You know?
What happened with you?
I didn't master it. I didn't go to Jacques cannot speak.
Jacques cannot speak. Look, I don't think there is any shame in admitting you struggle with any kind of academic thing.
Yeah.
Right? Look, I mean, you listen to the show. You know we can't do math well. And I know I sound like a hypocrite because I'm not trying to learn how to do math more. But I would argue that reading comprehension is more important than math.
Oh, yeah.
On a daily basis.
Reading and listening,
Right?
You have to listen. Okay.
Shut up, you illiterate douche.
I didn't hear you.
No shaming. Being illiterate has nothing to do with your ears.
Well, you have to listen to comprehend.
Not when you're reading.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't there like a listening comprehension portion of some of those regions?
Yeah, the
they'd
language
like read
regions.
You a story or an essay, and you'd have to write an essay about an essay, essentially.
No, you're right. You're right. So Connor, we're getting slammed with Connors today. We might. I'm not kidding.
How many Connors? All right.
I think we have 10 Connors in our Instagram messages today. Separate Connors. Connor, number 10, writes us, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get at us. He writes, doesn't help that many districts lower standards to increase graduation rates. When I moved from the city to Hilton, my brother and I had to take before school classes to catch up.
All right. Wait, you had to take school before school?
Man, right. That's tough.
But the counterpoint to that is, Connor, right? Yeah. Like, if you're not lowering the standards to keep kids in school, those kids drop out of school. You put them at risk.
Then you lose them.
Of other things. And yeah, I mean, you're right. You're not getting... There are different educations for different districts, depending on how much money there is for them. You're right. You're not getting the full education with the lower standard, but you're getting something better than what you would have got.
Yeah, okay.
It's like those days you don't want to work out. Something's better than nothing.
There you go, buddy.
And that's probably not what you want for the American education system, but what's better? All right, let's take a break.
All right.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Joining us live from St. John Fisher University, second day of Buffalo Bills training camp, brought to you by Ace Wind Leisure, Chi Lab and Ridge Road Webster, Maddie's Motorsports with locations in Dansville, Spencerport, and Farmington, and We The Hobby, 23 Arlington Street. WeTheHobby.com. Our good buddy from the Sports Bar with Danger Battaglia. It's on weekdays 3 to 6. The Fan Rochester, 95.7 The Fan. Please welcome, with open arms, Mike Danger. Danger, how are you, buddy? Up. Do we have Danger?
Hey.
I'm sorry, buddy. That's Kimmy's fault. Kimmy is screwing everything
that
up over here.
That is my bad. I had to change
blew
the
it.
Board.
Boo, Kimmy. All right, Danger, first of all, are you well hydrated with the 145-degree weather you're going to have to deal with today?
Congratulations on being the 50th person this morning to ask me if I'm going to be well hydrated for the heat today. Look, yes.
He's already cranky. That's how hot it is.
We are going to be just fine. Yes, we encourage everybody coming out to drink their water.
All right, I got a bone to pick with you, Danger.
Great.
And it's not just you. It's everybody out at training camp right now. Because, Tommy, yesterday is the first day of Bills camp.
Yeah.
And obviously everyone's excited. So after camp is over yesterday, I get up from my nap and I open up all the apps. I want to read about what's going on. And after the first day of camp, an hour and 45-minute practice, I am reading multiple arrow up, arrow down, who did great, who hurt themselves.
Day one?
Yes, at practice. Danger. People know that what you saw yesterday, although it's exciting, they're back, doesn't mean anything, right?
It doesn't mean anything, but plays are plays. And when you see a rookie like Max Harrison make a play late in practice, I think that's encouraging. You know, you're trying to get these guys that are new to the team to build confidence, and you want the guys that are familiar with the team to get the reps that they need to be ready to go for the regular season. So, you know, it's funny. You watch it, and they're not in pads yet, so there's not a lot of hitting going on, obviously. It is like a glorified flag football game when you're watching them play because there's no contact. But there are still plays being made on the field. So it's encouraging to see that.
So what gets more reaction, though, when somebody really Fs up or really does something spectacular day one? What do you think gets more reaction?
I think the spectacular always gets the most reaction. I mean, if Josh Allen's throwing a touchdown pass or he's going deep and completing a ball, you'll hear the oohs and the ahs from the crowd and the roars and the cheers. I mean, that always seems to get more attention than a pass breakup. And by the way, day one, defense always has kind of like the jump on the offense. So if you were here at yesterday's practice and you saw some plays being made by the defense and you're worried that the Bills' offense might not look as sharp as we saw last season, it is day one of practice. They will catch up to each other, and everything is going
to
be fine.
I look, agree with that, but it's all about context, Danger. Look, I am not trying to poo-poo what you are putting out to the masses, right? Like, you guys have much better insight than just arrow up, arrow down. But, like, you bring up Harrison, the rookie first-round pick in the corner, right?
Yeah.
He had a nice pass breakup yesterday. When you put it into context, he broke up a pass from Mitchell Trubisky to a wide receiver who is not going to make this team.
So it doesn't really mean anything.
I would hope, Danger, he's breaking up Mitchell Trubisky to a wide receiver who's not going to make this team. Like, Tre'Davious White, I think the most surprising thing yesterday.
What happened?
Tre'Davious White was the starting corner beside Christian Benford on the first-team defense.
He was also the first guy to run over to Harrison after he made that play at the end of practice, congratulate him and give him some love. So I think
that's what I like to see.
Yeah,
the boys being nice to each other.
Trey
None
White,
of this
though,
filth.
You just have this energy around the guy. I mean, it's back. If you missed it last season, it's definitely back this season. You can feel it when he's on the field. He's vocal. He's energetic. And he's also out there making plays as well. He's fighting for a job as well, right? Like, all these guys are fighting for their position.
We all are, bro.
Fighting for a roster spot. Aren't we all, Tommy?
It's tough out here.
Yeah.
Careful, he's cranky. It's hot.
I'm fine.
I should give you my hat, bro.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because there's
I'll drop it off on the way home.
No, because there's a giant a-hole competition at camp this morning, and he would definitely win. Actually, with some of the guys out there, he still wouldn't win with that hat. Mike Danger from the Sports Bar, 95.7 The Fan, hanging out with us. You can catch him 3 to 6 every weekday. All right, you guys talked to Terrell Bernard, Bills linebacker, yesterday.
Yes.
Great interview. I have a question because I watched some of the live stream you guys do. By the way, if they want to catch your live stream so they can see the players you're interviewing, where can they find that this afternoon?
Yeah, we live stream every afternoon from 3 to 6 on YouTube and Twitch. Follow us at The Fan Rochester.
Okay, so that being said, Terrell Bernard sitting down with you guys. First of all, Tommy, his voice did not match what I thought.
You've okay, so it's a little high before? Or a little...
A little higher. I've heard him talk before, but I've never heard him have a conversation before. And it was like, well, you know, everything's...
Okay. Didn't match the big dude.
Yeah, right? I mean, like, he was a little squeaky, Danger? No? A little squeaky?
He's got a... Yeah, he doesn't have a lot of bass in the voice.
Okay. That being said, he was wearing a hat, a baseball hat.
What did he say?
The baseball hat, and it was made by New Era, so it looks like an official hat.
Yeah.
The hat said, take it away.
Take it away.
Danger?
Yes.
Do we know what the hat means?
Yes. It's all about takeaways. It's all about turnovers. It's all about being opportunistic on the defensive side of the ball and trying to get the ball back for that offense. And it's a goal every season for this defense to lead the league in takeaways. So I think they understand and recognize that the more they're able to do that in the course of the game, the more chances they have to put the ball in Josh Allen's hands. And they're going to win more games that way. So take it away, I think, has become a mantra of the defense, and that's why he's wearing the hat. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw more defenders wearing that hat through the course of training camp.
Can I buy that hat?
No, you should say go away.
Why would I wear a hat that says go
away? Because he wants you to go away.
Yeah, wouldn't all of you be wearing a hat that I'm looking at that says go away?
No, I like my hat better. And I'm a hat guy. I'm the only one that has a fancy hat right now.
Well, here the reason I bring that up, Danger, the take it away. Tommy, if there is one person on the planet that hates inspirational sayings the most,
yes. Yeah.
It is Tommy Mule. So you got Bills players walking around, Tommy, wearing take it away on their caps. That makes them cool, right?
No, it makes him lame.
It makes him, oh, you got to tell Terrell Bernard
to his face.
Squeaky face.
You're going to have to hold me up.
Why don't you put on your really cool hat and tell him that his hat sucks?
I'll march up in these shoes and tell him what for, buddy.
I got to say, I do miss Danger. Like, now everything, if we're going to talk like, laundry has been a big thing the last couple of weeks with the uniforms and the helmets and all this stuff
helmet.
Coming out. I mean, Danger, Nike owns everything now with the NFL, so everyone looks the same. But there was a time.
There was a Nike time?
Thank you. Well, pre-Nike, back
pre-Nike.
In the days of, like, Fredonia and early.
Oh, you're going way back.
Yeah, training camp in Rochester, where, like, the Bills would make, like, individual inspirational T-shirts for, like, each team. It was, like, special forces with a jet and a Bills logo for the special teams. But I want to go back to that, Danger.
Yeah, I mean, if you walk around training camp and you see some of what they got, and by the way, Sean McDermott yesterday made it known that he's not a big fan of slogans and catchphrases, which is the biggest lie
Seriously,
he has ever
all
told.
All last year it was everybody eats, right?
That was the biggest lie he has ever told. I don't even think he realized.
Do you think he was defending his dirt while saying he doesn't like sayings?
I was going to say you could see the 111th banners as you're walking in and out of the area or the locker room for the team as they're coming on and off the field. So, yeah, there are plenty of slogans around here. I think 111th has been the last couple of seasons. There was one banner one year. I want to say it said "Do More" or something. I don't know. Yeah, there's no shortage of platitudes around training camp.
I mean, it's all good advice.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, sure.
I mean, you know, it's like they always say: take care of the little things. The big things take care of themselves.
Be brilliant at the basics.
I just think you got to take it one day at a time, Pat. You know, iron sharpens iron.
Show.
And, you know, they're just taking it one day at a time.
Well, the world don't move to the beat of
just one drum.
What might be right for you
may not be right for some.
We got different strokes. We got different strokes. Okay. It's funny. You bring up the iron sharpens iron danger.
Yeah.
I must have heard five different players talking into cameras after practice yesterday say iron sharpens iron, including Josh Allen.
Sure. And by the way, Josh Allen was funny in his press conference yesterday after practice. And maybe this is because Hard Knocks is here and they're filming everything. Like I said, it wasn't a great day yesterday for the offense. Josh Allen had a couple of balls that he just kind of threw away as he was scrambling, and he made it known, like, hey, it was a good practice today. You know, I didn't put the ball in harm's way. You know, those incompletions were kind of like, you know, basically saying, I did that on purpose. Those incompletions were, you know, I'm not turning the ball over at all, so it was a good day of practice.
Okay, well, he's got to explain. His job is hard to understand, Danger.
Sure.
He's doing his 111th.
That's right. He's doing his 111.
Mike Danger from 95.7 The Fan, the sports bar. You can catch him every weekday, 3 to 6. Danger, who are you guys talking to this afternoon?
We are talking to Buffalo Bills running back Ty Johnson this afternoon.
I love
the
him.
Sports bar. We do, too. Good third down specialist. Somebody who's really built a chemistry with Josh Allen during his time here in Buffalo. And he'll be around for the next 2 years. Just got extended in the offseason. So looking forward to our conversation with Bills running back Ty Johnson just after 3 o'clock this afternoon in the sports bar.
My favorite thing about Ty Johnson, Tom.
What's that?
He looks like he is going to a punk show at the Bug Jar every time you see him.
Oh, really?
He's got, like, the septum piercing. His hair is a bunch of different colors. Like, there's metal all
so
over
his face.
So he's
kind of like a hipster.
Think everyone's
I know,
a hipster.
I know. Your idea of a hipster is there's a wide range, put it that way.
Yeah
but you say Bug Jar, that's the hipster.
All right, he looks like, for people of a certain age, the lead singer of Prodigy.
Ooh.
Not familiar.
Wait, one of the guys.
I'm your first daughter. You're pretty first daughter. You were saying Danger, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, one of the guys from Prodigy has like a mohawk. He doesn't have that, but he is colorful. You're right.
So does he play with piercings, you said?
There are a lot of guys that play with piercings.
I haven't seen him play with the septum piercing, though. Will you ask him, Danger? Ask him
well,
about his nose.
Because that,
up.
Sounds dangerous.
Well, Zeke Elliott, I think, played with the septum piercing.
You're right. He looked like a bull.
Yeah.
I think it's more common than you think.
That sounds like they shouldn't let you do that.
Okay. What
That's
are
like
you?
Having metal lodged in your face.
That's exactly what that is.
And you're going to run into this guy.
Look at you, you narc. Shut up.
Knock it off.
Danger, always a pleasure.
Slip in a tackle box.
Have fun today. Make sure you stay hydrated, buddy.
I will. I'll drink lots of water, and I'll think of you guys as I'm doing it.
Always a pleasure.
All right.
There goes cranky, hot Mike Danger. 95.7 The Fan, the sports bar, 3 to 6 every weekday.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.